Okay, we're in the Venetian Room. Fairmont Hotel talking with Tony Bennett. This is in the midst of rehearsal. I was commenting a minute ago that that band makes you want to sing, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's Ernie Hickser, and of course he's a real pro. He plays all the performers in town, you know.
You know, I ran into an LP the other day, not of you, Tony, but of a kid from Canada by the name of Ed Evanko, a kid about 24, who really sings great in the traditional old style. Are there many of those around today, young kids who really know how to sing?
Not too many, no. But in fact, I'd love to hear them because it's that rare. I think Lorna Luft is Judy Garland's daughter, has great potential. I love the Carpenters. There's just a few, though. There's not really that many. And it's a bit of a shame because we need them. The entertainment business, I know the public personally loves good, solid pro performers. And as you say, if you say that this fella's good, I'd sure love to hear him.
Yeah,
he is great.
Ed Evanko is his name.
Mm-hmm.
The LP business, what do you think? You think the kids kind of ruin things when it comes to...
No. No, it's not the kids. The teenagers are beautiful, but a lot of the producers have gotten greedy. And if you notice in Harper's Bazaar and Vogue magazine and Newsweek and Life magazine just this week, it just came out that the record business has just hit a depression. All of the kind of what they thought for about 10 years, this hard kind of acid music, hard rock and electronic sounds that they thought was going somewhere is not going anywhere, and the record shops are now dead. They're going back to melody, they're going back to acoustical sounds, and going back to the true instruments again.
That's good.
And that's a great thing to hear because it was a fad that lasted quite long. It's a 10-year fad. And, of course, it didn't trick the old pros like Peggy Lee or Jack Jones or people like that.
You kept hanging in there.
Yeah, Perry Como, you know. Yourself. Right. And for a long time, they said that we were kind of through, that the new thing would take over, and it didn't. It was a fad, and it didn't work.
So you think romance is coming back, maybe, huh?
It never went away. Love Story proves that, the movie Love Story. Never did go away. It's just that producers thought it went away, but it didn't. People still love Melancholy Baby, no matter how many people put it down.
How about your struggles as a kid singer? Frankie Lane, for one.
He really struggled.
Oh,
wow. No one struggled more than Frankie.
How about your problems in today?
Well, it wasn't anything as rough as Frankie. I mean, Frankie was caught sleeping in a snowstorm in a little store window in Cleveland. You know, he really had a rough time. So God bless the fact that he became a success because he really went through it. But I did have some rough days. I had 7 years of trying different auditions and failing them, and I went to school for 7 years after I came out of the infantry with the American Theater Wing.
Yes.
And it took a while, and then Pearl Bailey and Bob Hope started me out. After 7 years of trying, they liked what they heard, and they gave me a try.
You look like you're in great shape now. What do you do to keep fit? Are you a sportsman?
Well, I play tennis a lot. I play tennis every day, and it makes me feel good.
What do you prefer to do? Club dates, supper clubs, TV, radio?
I like hotels and any good job, you know, concert halls or TV or movies. I like all that.
One of your greatest thrills must have been that LP you did in Albert Hall.
Oh, that was the biggest musical experience I ever went to.
Tell us about what it was like.
Well, it was, you know, imagine singing, a pop singer singing with 107 men and, you know, 45 strings and 8 French horns and 5 bass fiddles and plus the musicianship, you know, the great musicianship of these wonderful artists. And it was the greatest musical moment in my life.
Are you able to get enough material out of the sort of things being written today to put in your book so that you can keep things moving?
Yes. Of course, I'd have to wait for another symphony to come along. We did have some fun with in Los Angeles with the Los Angeles Philharmonic with Zubin Mehta. We recreated that feeling again at the Hollywood Bowl this summer. And it was a wonderful night. We were lucky with the weather, and the people was all sold out, and we had a beautiful audience. So it's the second time I've done it. And it's quite a challenge. It's different than anything that has ever been done for a pop singer.
What do you think about TV? Do you try to stay away from TV? I mean, you say you like clubs best, hotels.
No. TV is show business today, really.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's a matter of going on right, though. I'm being very patient. I did a TV series in London that will eventually be shown around the world, and I'm very happy with. So if you hear any noise in the background, we're just getting ready for tonight.
I was about to explain that. Everybody has his big song, of course. Which one did it for you, really?
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I left my heart in San Francisco, yes.
You must know George Corey, then, huh?
Excuse me?
George Corey?
Yeah, he's the composer of it, really.
Every time he hears it, he flips and... signing an autograph now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, good luck on this run in San Francisco.
Thank you very much.
I don't have to wish you that. I shouldn't wish you that, as a matter of fact.
Why not? We all need it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
Okay.